Ben Carter, welcome to the Friday Conversation.
Well, hello. It's good to be here.
Why Dallas? I mean, this isn't exactly safari country.
Dallas has always had a pretty large number of people that were interested in the outdoors and in hunting. And so they formed an organization to get together where they could meet once a month and talk about outdoor things, hunting, some of the things they've done. And then as a way to give back to the outdoors, they actually started doing fundraisers, doing once a year an annual fundraiser that they could give grants to support some of the things that we all believed in conservation, education, and hunters advocacy, which is our mission statement, by the way.
Next weekend is the big annual convention. Now, we had a reporter who came out last year, Courtney Collins, and I just want to play a little description of how she saw the convention floor.
A male lion's frozen roar is so lifelike you have to look twice. Huge prized tarpons perch atop pedestals. Glossy photos of proud hunters with trophy water buffalo pop up between flashy fishing knives and gleaming shotguns.
Ben Carter, that sounds like a pretty wild scene.
It is. I'm telling you, if you have any interest in the outdoors whatsoever, it's a great place to go and just see things that you'll never see anywhere. You'll hear accents from all over the world. You can talk to people that have been places that you can only even imagine. We'll have evening banquets with auctions. This year we have $4.5 million worth of auction items.
Now this year you've obviously gotten even more international attention because of this rhino hunt that'll be auctioned off next Saturday night. There are only about 5,000 black rhinos in the world. How do you justify killing one of them to protect the species?
The scientists are the ones that are telling us this is the most effective way to raise money to save the rhino and expand the black rhino population.
But aren't there other alternatives than killing the old bull? I mean, trapping it, separating it from the herd, maybe?
Well, again, I mean, there's a concept out there that was actually started by Theodore Roosevelt, or it's the first one that articulated it back at the turn of the century, the sustainable use hunting, or the North American model of wildlife conservation, which wildlife has a value. And if you manage it properly, you'll have a surplus. And you can harvest those amount of animals, people will pay money to hunt or to buy permits or licenses or whatever. And so it keeps the population steady and managed.
It's interesting, though, in Namibia, where this rhino hunt's going to be, and in Africa in general, there is the reputation of the great white trophy hunter, you know, kind of the colonial white European or maybe American who comes in and kind of, you know, leaves his bloody mark. How do you deal with that kind of history in this context today?
Most people living in a city, they see someone taking an animal and all of that they see or hear about, they think is hunting. There's a lot of poaching that goes on. And in Africa, it's out of control. And poaching is not hunting. Poaching is an illegal activity. Hunting is a regulated activity. It's really kind of like with taking money out on a bank. A guy can go rob the bank and take the money, or a guy can go make a withdrawal.
So when you made this announcement in October that you were going to do this auction, there was kind of a huge flurry of response at that time. And there was a press release on your website that said you actually got death threats.
That's true. I've gotten death threats on myself and my family.
Did that surprise you?
I think what it is, to be honest, is a lot of people are just uninformed. They don't know anything about how the world works out there in the wild. When they understand that wildlife management is a very complex issue, it's not just a simple, the wildlife's out there, they exist, we don't have to worry about that. It takes intense management in order to make it all work.
Ben Carter, Executive Director of the Dallas Safari Club, thanks for coming in for the Friday Conversation.
Well, glad to be here, and I hope we'll see you out there at the show next week.